We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. We'll shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
If you have any questions for Mike Schaefer, please text or call 402-464-5685. Quick reminder that if you're looking for a wonderful place to dine at in between Lincoln and Omaha, there's one easy answer for that. That's, of course, Ruhlman Steakhouse.
Phil!
Phil.
Terrific.
Phil's a breaker. Phil's a great guy. John Benton's also a breaker and a great guy. Those guys have a wonderful steakhouse open 11 a.m. daily at just off Highway 6 in Ashland.
I hope Phil's listening. I'll be there. I'll be there either tonight, tomorrow, or Saturday. So,
okay, do you got to call for res? 3-day window.
Do you got to call for res?
They do take reservations now. They started off with being no reservations.
Yeah, that's correct.
But I wouldn't. I'd wing it. That'd be me. I would not
Seriously?
Go reservation. No, because then
you just go with two people. How many people are going?
Two.
Okay, I think you're fine with
so
two.
So all of a sudden, and who are you taking?
that's not personal.
All right, I just want to know what's going
res.
On. The reason is because all of a sudden you're going like, hey, I have a reservation for 6:45, and I know you a little bit. Things you might get off the hinges a little bit, and all of a sudden we're going to get there until 7:15.
Right.
But you have a 6:45 reservation you have to have. They're like going, well, you weren't here, so we gave you
it away.
So I would wing it.
I agree with Bill on this one.
Yeah, you want to wing that. And also there's a chance you might be, if there's two of you, I'd rather eat at the bar.
I was just going to say.
And
eat at
the bar. Bar
just awesome. Sit up at the bar.
Is incredible. Yeah. Their bar is like New York City.
It's got a ladder. Anytime there's a bar with a ladder, and that's what Phil brought. That's what Phil brought to this place.
It's the high
so
shelf.
So if also, hey,
top
you,
shelf
hey, you want a certain bourbon? Hang on a second, and it's on. It's a ladder, and it's on a rail.
Yep.
So you can move it. Anytime that there's a bar with a ladder, you've escalated your lifestyle to a whole different level.
This is exciting.
Very
posh.
Few places.
I'm excited.
That's posh.
You have been there before. You had the remote broadcast where all
he
four
was there.
Of us
he
were
wasn't
there.
Locked in. It was 7 in the morning. Yeah.
But he had steak. John Benton gave a steak at 6:30 in the morning.
So good.
And why do you think he wasn't locked in? He was locked in on the steak.
He was salivating at steak.
But I'm telling you, anytime there's a bar with a ladder will change your life. And Phil's got it. And Phil knew that.
Phil.
He's on top of things.
Phil.
Yes.
A ton of great meat options there. Fish options, too. Hamburgers. Get there. Just trust us. Ruhlman Steakhouse, Highway 6 in Ashland.
Yeah. Schaefer, you've been there.
Yeah, well, I was there with you guys for the remote.
He was there with
that's
us.
That's how locked in you were.
He was there with us.
You didn't recognize that I was sitting across from you or whatever.
Have you been there to dine?
I have, yeah. I went with a group of friends right around Christmas. We always try to find somewhere outside of Lincoln or Omaha to go for our Christmas celebration, and this year it was Ruhlman's, and everyone loved what they had. Yeah. Everyone loved.
Did you try the cookie dessert?
No. I was so stuffed that there was no dessert. Dessert was not an option for me at that point.
It's always an option for Bill, trust me.
It's always an option. Bill, I never
do you will you cut yourself off on the entree to make sure that you can get to dessert?
100%.
Okay. I am not
because
that
if someone said, Bill, would you rather have the cookie dessert for an entree or would you rather have the filet? I'm taking the cookie dessert.
Why?
I cannot pass that up.
When it comes to the entree. I'll
take your filet.
No, the foods are amazing. They have those, it's like the potato ball things that were incredible.
Yeah, that's right. Those were good.
Potato ball.
So just when you get there, ask to see the ladder, and that will make you'll be put at ease.
See, okay.
Phil, can I see the ladder? I'm going to say right now, if you're nice, you can go back there and Phil let you get a photo op on the ladder.
Okay.
Probably so.
It's that simple to get a photo of you on the ladder.
Maybe
you
could play the piano too, possibly.
Yes. As the ladder's moving, can we get a motion photo?
Yeah. We need a video.
It'd be a video, yes. Yeah.
Motion picture. Video. Yeah. Wow.
There's a video option on your phone. Yeah.
Is there? I've never used it.
We have a football question from the text line, believe
it
or not.
Come on, do it.
464-5685. It's actually on the rundown as well, but Tom wants to know, Schaefer, spring football is here. Who's QB2 for Nebraska? We know Raiola's QB1. Who's QB2?
Great question. So someone brought this up to Matt Rhule a week ago when he spoke on Tuesday, or a little more than a week now. But he talked a lot about Jalen Gramstad. The question was more about Marcos Davila.
Davila.
I pronounce it wrong every time.
I like Davila.
I swear, it's one of those where I say it and then they change it. So if I would have said Davila, you would have said the other. That's how I swear it's going. But
the Purdue transfer.
Yeah. So he was asked about him, and then there's TJ Lateef as well, who's a freshman quarterback that is going to be involved this spring. He's been there with the team since December. He practiced in the bowl games and everything. So you got those three guys, and that's kind of your primary group that you're sort of working out of. I'm most intrigued by Davila, who I think was kind of handpicked by Dana Holgorsen as the backup or as the guy that he wanted to bring in to develop behind Dylan Raiola as someone that if there's an injury and it's a long-term thing, like you've got a guy that you feel that can run your offensive system. Same class as Kalen and as Raiola. So it's not like you've separated them in that regard. He did redshirt. He didn't play last year for Purdue, but big strong arm Texas quarterback. Had relationship with Holgorsen when he was at Houston, was being recruited there. I just think like that's the most interesting aspect of it. Grahamstad's been a fun story. I don't believe that you're going to go into the season with that as your primary backup. Maybe they will. Maybe they will. But I think it's going to be Davila.
How they slug it out. Well, you know, they'll compete for it.
Yeah.
Davila is... He was recruited by Dana to Houston, so he must be all right. And for perspective, he was more highly recruited than Daniel Kalen.
Yeah,
he was more highly regarded. He threw for a ton of yards.
Yep. Big, strong-armed quarterback. I mean, he's not...
Do we know where he's from, Bill, for Bill's sake? Where he's from? He's from a big-time school in Texas.
It's...
Jake's looking up.
I have legacy in my head.
Ooh, that might be it. Anyway... He didn't have any film at Purdue. He didn't play at
Midland,
Purdue.
Midland Legacy is where he went to high school. Midland Legacy.
Not aware. It's pretty good that I can.
You don't know the school?
No, don't know.
Pull that.
Midland
out of my head.
Legacy. Anywho, Texas. He no film at Purdue, and he was. I talked to him when he committed, and he painted a really rough picture of Purdue.
I don't think it was a good experience for those.
I think it was a good experience for anybody.
No, all
I don't
of a sudden,
think there's one person said, left. That was good. That was good.
He said all of a sudden Rex Walters was in charge of the offense. He said that was interesting. I mean,
Graham Harrell. Where'd Graham go? He's not here anymore.
And Walters was running, you know, he's a defensive coach. He's running the offense. What a disaster that had to be, right?
Disaster.
They went 1-11. Yeah. 1-11.
Just, you know. Anywho. I would go Grahamstad.
Mm-hmm.
I just think because he, like what Rule was saying, I'll just parrot what Rule said. He knows where to go with the ball all the time. He can move the chains. He doesn't have a big arm, and he's small.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm usually going bigger, but he's not. He's 5'10", 5'11".
Right. I just, until I see it, I just have a tough time.
I got you.
With it. I mean, it's a fun story. I understand he did well with practice squad. He spent all of last year with Nebraska, so he has a leg up in that regard. Like, I mean, he is way more familiar with what is going to be asked of him. He's a veteran. He's played in big games. I mean, NAIA Player of the Year. I feel like it's one of those things I have to see it or be around it more to really buy in on it. Because by the time he came in last year, and I was at the camp that he was at, and I said this,
okay.
When it all happened.
The tryout camp.
None of those quarterbacks were standing out in such a way where you're just like, wow, that is someone that's just going to throw a 35-yard rope on a dime when your team needs it or anything like that. I mean, they're all fine. They're throwing balls into trash cans, and most of the time the ball wasn't getting into the trash can. Like, it just –
What'd that drill look like? I wonder, what'd that drill look like? Just trash cans randomly set around?
How many trash cans?
All over the field.
And they're just like whipping them out there?
Boom! Just chucking, so and then whichever like, trash can you land so in has a point
a
to
version
sign
of
to
beer
it.
Pong.
And then, yeah.
Were they metal? Were they like the old metal ones?
No, they were the plastic.
I don't think do the metal ones even exist anymore. Can you get a metal trash can?
I think only on professional wrestling.
Yes. Yes, they do that.
I think they're still there.
I haven't seen a metal one, but I would like
it. It'd be nice to see one.
So a lot of it is I just have bias, I guess, is sort of where I have to get past that. Open practices this spring or there's the scrimmage and I can go watch it, maybe that's going to allow me to get past it. But I feel like I need to see it.
So you haven't poured over his film?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
I have.
I haven't spent a lot of time watching the NAIA stuff because it's...
You know what
doesn't matter to me.
You know what struck me most about Grahamstad?
The
he's a good
making?
Safety. He was a really good safety. He could play safety. He was good.
He's a heady football player. Yeah, you talk to anybody, I mean, it's the everything upstairs between the ears is what separates him more than the physical.
It meant a lot to me because he was physical.
Yeah.
So he went to that school, Northwestern. They had their quarterback. And he said, oh, well, I'll play safety. And he was good. Like, he was a starting safety.
Bill, who was the quarterback that went from safety at Wisconsin from quarterback?
A young man that I recruited, Tanner McAvoy, was
McAvoy.
Hello.
He was starting quarterback at Wisconsin. Made it. There was a change. Not really any reason why, but they made a change. And within 1 week, I moved him over and started at safety.
Tanner McAvoy.
And then he played incredible at safety.
I remember
the
name.
He was the starting safety when we beat Auburn in the Capital One in the bowl game, whatever it was. And then he got drafted by the Seahawks as a wide receiver.
Jeez.
Okay. So that tells you something right there.
That's jeez.
Yeah. Now Tanner was 6'6".
Oh, he's bigger.
Big dude. Yeah, big dude, and out of Bergen Catholic.
I wonder, Shafe, if. And I appreciate your level of honesty. If what you can't get past is just his size, Graham Stat size,
a little bit,
yeah,
a little bit of that. I mean, it's also just I feel like I just need to see it. I need to see how it all looks.
It's important. It's an important question.
And that's true of Davila too. I don't want to anoint anyone just because he was a good recruit.
Hard to know.
And he spent a year at Purdue where he never threw a pass. I need to see that too.
Absolutely.
And it might be a situation where neither of them are going to look great in a practice or a scenario like that.
Could Latif make a charge?
I tend to be dubious that a freshman is going to move all the way up to being your primary backup quarterback. I think you're probably going to try to redshirt him or...
Hey guys, it can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Try to keep him out of that situation, but I think he has the athleticism. I question the accuracy a little bit with the passing. He's got an elongated motion. I think the mechanics have to kind of be cleaned up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then it's always a big jump. I mean,
I think
Dylan Raiola did last year, starting every game as a freshman at quarterback for a power conference team. Like, it happens. It doesn't happen that often. He's the only one that did it last year. He's
hard to do.
There wasn't anybody. There's maybe one that started 11 games the year before. Like, being a true freshman quarterback, having that much responsibility in a 1 week scenario. Okay. You can get away with it all season. That's really hard. I don't think Dylan gets enough credit for that because people are like, oh, the numbers don't look that good or the offense went through some issues. Yeah, everything was new. Every experience was new. Every defense that was different was new.
Mm-hmm.
Every film study session where it's like, all right, we're playing this team, they do it entirely different than everything you've seen before. You're getting UCLA and all of a sudden their defensive line is standing up as linebackers and they have one down defensive lineman. Mm-hmm. You have never seen this on film, and you're 18, 19 years old, and it's November 4th, and Nebraska has to win this game, and everything's on your... He doesn't get credit for that.
I appreciate you saying
People will not give him credit for that because he's a five-star, and he's supposed to be this good. He's the son of an NFL center. And
he's 6'3", 222.
You know, it's just like a... The idea is everything he went through last year... Mm-hmm. was completely new. Adrian Martinez didn't get that credit either. Mm-mm. I mean, it was like, oh, this guy's such an athlete. He can do that. He can avoid trouble. And it's like, no, what happens in their brain?
Oh, it's not easy.
But could you imagine being program. In their brain?
It's your, no, it's your, it's, he's
the, my brain can't even handle a normal Thursday and I don't have to do anything.
You're doing just
wake
fine.
Up and then, you know, show up on time. And I can't even manage that sometimes.
You're doing just fine.
So it's like, I just, if nothing else, people should give more credit to Dylan Raiola.
I'm glad. It's nice to hear you say that. I think he gets some.
Oh, he definitely does, but I think it's in a
He gets some NIL credit.
Assumption that everything
he has probably a good credit card.
I just think there's this assumption credit. That
his
these
credit's
guys
good.
Are
his credit.
Be...
credit's good.
No, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
And so the ability for TJ Lateef to put himself in a situation, he would have to be an aberration.
Oh, listen, I totally know what you're going, where you're going. Running an offense or a major college team in a Big Ten, being that guy is really, there's a lot that goes into
it. Well, and think about Rule set. They didn't give him like a dummy offense.
No, he doesn't need, now the thing about Dylan is he doesn't need a dummy
offense. No, he's
super intelligent football player. He is. He's super intelligent. And he does have, I emphasize his size. His size is, he can handle it. He can take punishment. I like 6'3", 220. That's what I like. Because they can handle some punishment. He got banged around.
How do you feel about 6'3", 240?
You know, he's not going to be 240. He's probably 220.
That was still one of the stranger remarks.
I'm not sure Rule meant that he got to 240.
What did he mean at that point?
Well, Jake, it could have been simple. It could have been, a hypothetical. He wouldn't be good at 240, you know.
That's a strange hypothetical. It seems a little targeted. I'm just saying.
You think it's targeted?
I absolutely
that, do. Well, I will tell you, when I was sitting there, I thought that. I thought, wow, Dylan got to 240. But then I was talked off it by our message board. It's one of the persons, said he didn't necessarily mean that Dylan weighed 240, that you just couldn't play at 240.
Okay.
That makes sense?
No. Jake, no. I'm not leading with that one.
Feels like a little.
I think it was a little targeted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. But you know what? It's time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5 for a chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe today. A throwback Thursday. NCAA tournament runners-up of the past. First losers of the tournament. I will give you the team that won, the score, and the year. What team lost the game?
Really hard, Bill.
Yeah, that...
Schaefer is helping out.
I'm glad
today.
Schaefer's on that one.
You can still pay attention.
Yes.
I will. I always listen. I have headsets on.
If you think you know your runners-up of the past, call us 464-5685. Shut Up Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the takedown, Sip and Schaefer in trivia again. NCAA tournament runners up of the past.
You know what?
You concerned?
Well, I was wondering, Bill, you're a coach. I'd be tempted to tell my guys, hey, if you lose this, nobody's going to remember you. So let's win this. Yeah. Nobody remembers. Yeah. Nobody cares about the runner-up.
Yeah. Would you say that right before the opening tip?
I might aspire these guys
this
up.
This sounds like a very different speech than the one that you were giving you're standing on the table earlier in the football season.
Yeah. That's true.
Okay.
Yeah, close and runner-up, they're words I'm not interested in.
We have James. James, how do you feel about runners-up of the past in the NCAA tournament?
We'll see how it can go.
All right, Schaefer, lifeline for Sip for one question. James, first question to you. What team did North Carolina beat 71-65 to win the 2017 national championship?
Oh, I got that, Schaefer. I'm pretty sure I got that.
It's for you, James.
I'm going to say Villanova.
Villanova.
Yeah, bam. No. Ooh, that's what I thought. Okay, so do you know this?
Okay, so
I thought for sure it was Villanova.
It was North Carolina 2017.
And they won the game against this team.
Okay.
So you're thinking 2016 Nova beat Carolina. That was the year you're thinking of.
I have a guess, but I don't feel good enough about it to be used to.
You don't know it, I'd recommend you pass.
Okay, we'll pass.
That would be Gonzaga.
Yeah, oh, that was my guess. I should have been more confident in it.
It's all right. 0-0 ties.
There's a famous that team never went to class, and then they still got to win an NCAA tournament anyways. So, they were under investigation the entire of the year. Comes out. NCAA doesn't do anything. North Carolina still wins the title. Mike loses a bunch of money on Gonzaga as his national champion.
Yeah.
That's all. That's the only reason I care. I don't care about the class. Okay. The sanctity of the college athlete. Just, I lost that ticket.
Sip, first question to you. What team did UConn beat 53-41 to win the 2011 national championship? Low scoring game. 53-41.
I got it. I'm gonna keep Schaefer in my pocket. That's Butler.
Brilliant. Butler is correct.
Remember the game very well.
It's a horrible game. They scored 41 points in the title game. I made fun of Nebraska scoring 46. They had more than Butler did in the title game. Awful. 1-0 lead for Sip. Back to you, James, to tie it up. What team did Kansas beat 75-68 in overtime to win the 2008 national championship?
I remember.
That's a layup.
Memphis.
Yeah. Brilliant. Derrick good Rose. Job.
Great, who's our caller? Great man. That's James.
Derrick Rose missing free throws. Yeah. Mario Chalmers hitting threes. Yeah.
James, good pull. That was a layup for you, Bill?
Thanks, Simple. Yeah.
You're welcome, James. That's good.
All right. This is for the win. Schaefer's in play. One tie.
Come on, Schaefer.
Schaefer, what team did Syracuse beat 81-78 to win the 2003 national championship?
I have this.
Was that Derek Coleman? Go ahead.
This is, it was not Derek Coleman. It was Carmelo Anthony. Yes.
Okay.
And this was over Kansas.
Brilliant.
Win.
And that's...
Pretty sure Larry Brown, or not Larry Brown. Was it Larry Brown?
No. Bill Self. It was Roy Williams.
Roy Williams. Before he went to Carolina. Larry Brown. He went to North Carolina right after that.
Yes, he did. James, nice try. We'll get you a bagel and a coffee, but call him down the road. Nice attempt.
All right, thank you.
All right, this is for Bill.
Mello.
Mello. And Hakeem Warwick, he was the big guy for that
Hakeem
team?
Hakeem Warwick.
I think they had Jerry McNamara also. They
did. No, he wasn't on that team.
Later. Are you sure?
Was Jerry later?
Oh, I think he might have been there.
Jerry Little
Guard. Would he have been a freshman? Because he would have stuck around for the entire... Because he played in some big games.
We'll have to check that.
Yeah. Little white guard.
McNamara?
This is for Bill. Bill, the 1988 National Championship, Kansas Jayhawks have the record for most losses in a season of a national champion. How many losses did they have in their championship season?
12.
I thought he got it on the nose there.
Would you go over or under 12?
Okay, I wanted to say 13. I'll go
13.
It was 11. Yeah, 11.
I knew you were right on that number.
Good guess, though.
I think two other teams.
Danny the Miracles, right?
I think two other teams had lost 10 games. I think NC State, when they won, had 10 losses, and somebody else had 10 losses. So Kansas has the most, though, with 11.
Who's that point guard?
For
Kansas.
In 1988?
Yeah.
I would not know.
I don't know. In 88?
I should know.
I know Danny Manning was on this.
Right. Yeah,
so that's all I can tell you.
It's a name. I'll get it.
He has a name, definitely.
It's a name that you would know, though.
Not an unnamed player.
McNamara was a freshman, by the way, in that Syracuse team.
Did you guys care as much about the NCAA tournament in the 80s, or did it get bigger?
Yeah. I'm going to say
absolutely.
More.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, probably more.
But I mean, like, they wouldn't have had the opening day televised games the way that they do now.
They
obviously the championship gets there.
They had some, but nothing now. Yeah. There was no true TV.
Yeah.
No.
There was no I can believe there was no true TV.
Bill loves...
I believe that point guard had a name.
Yes.
I'm going to get it.
You know, Bill loves true TV, by the way. He's a big fan.
Oh, yeah? Impractical Jokers guy?
Yeah.
He couldn't find true TV at his
team. We didn't have it. And it's not the hotel's fault, but it's like the first games. Why not put him on TBS or TNT? Everybody has it. I was in a hotel. I've never once called down to the front desk going, I'm trying to find true TV. No, not one time. But the first games they want to put on is on True. That makes zero sense.
And they got games today and tomorrow on True TV also.
I don't mind. And it'll be the bottom of the games.
Yes.
Missing Tooth Greg chimes in. That KU tournament run started at the Devaney. I think that's right.
We don't have the name of the point guard.
No, because it's not who I thought it was. My bad. That's terrible.
Okay, that's all right. Yeah. One more segment for you, Schaefer. You good for one more segment?
All right.
Hour 3 is next. An early break in the ticket.